Hi, I'm Laura, and I am ADHD AF. I'm just a late diagnosed ADHDer sharing my lived experiences, which means I'm not a psychiatrist, therapist, or coach. I am not trained or even emotionally equipped to offer advice or support. And that's why I've gathered these golden nuggets of information from people who actually know what they're talking about. There will likely be swearing and sensitive subject matter, so please have a read of the description of each episode. ADHD. Yeah. This isn't season 3, but it is episode 100. And in discovering it was episode 100, I say discovering because, like many of you, I have dyscalculia. So numbers are really not my thing at all, to the point that actually even my PIN codes for my bank card and my phone are actually letters and words, because I would never remember the numbers or get them in the right order. But yeah, it's episode 100. So I thought what I would do is go backwards and listen to season 2 this last little while. And I tell you what, it's been emotional. It's been eye-opening. And it's really funny because it's just been so intense and so full on. And I've run and run and run. And I haven't actually paused and taken stock. I just got straight on with Tidbits. And obviously now we all know we've actually been working on applying for a charity. Well, two charities, because it's Scotland, England and Wales. And launching ADHDF Emporium and the rest. I've also seemingly popped up on all sorts of podcasts this week all at once, which has just been really overwhelming, but very exciting. Thank you to all who had me. And if you've come over from another podcast, thank you. I don't know how you come back for more, but I'm very grateful. But yeah, so I had a listen and it's just been so, so, so emotional and really eye-opening, actually, truth be told. What I've decided to do is to share literally a handful of mic drop moments from the guests of season 2. And the reason why it isn't every guest of season 2 is because on a couple of episodes, I went absolutely bananas. And in one in particular, I had 14 different guests because all or nothing, hey? I went from 1 week learning how to edit, I've said that in inverted commas, to the next deciding that I would have 14 guests on in one go. But there you go, that is me all over. The reason why I wanted to do this episode is to celebrate and to just say a big bloody thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you to all of the guests. Oh, I'm not going to cry. Thank you to all of the guests. I don't know how I've managed to talk you all into it, and I cannot ever tell you how grateful I am to you for investing your time and for believing in ADHD AF. I literally don't have the words for how grateful I am to all of you that have stuck by through thick and thin and are continuing to listen to my dulcet tones, shall we say. It really, truly has been that roller coaster. I am still white knuckle riding by the seat of my pants right now. I love a last minute change of plan. So this is a celebratory episode 100 to say thank you so, so much to all involved. And I've got quite a few things to tell you at the end as well, but I'll save them for the end because that's enough of me talking. Let's listen to these absolute legends. First up, Kate Osborne, Katiosaurus from episode 2. And obviously, I was never going to do these in order.
It is vital to understand that ADHD is legitimate. It is a real thing that exists.
Yeah.
But past that, ADHD is not a question of just trying harder or just finding the right planner or just finding the perfect bowl to keep your keys and then all of your problems are solved. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder, which means that you are born with it. Your brain is structured differently than people without ADHD. And that affects every moment of every day of your entire life, from the moment you wake up to the moment you attempt to go to bed and lie in bed and can't fall asleep for 3.5 hours, because that's also part of having ADHD. And the scope and the size and the depth and the breadth of ADHD is so much more serious and so much more impactful than just, lol, I'm so disorganized, I have ADHD. It's people with ADHD have a higher rate of depression. They have a higher rate of anxiety. They have a higher rate of alcoholism and substance use disorder. They have a higher risk of eating disorders. They have a higher risk of gambling problems. They have a higher divorce rate. They have a higher rate of cavities from like not brushing their teeth properly. They have a higher rate of automobile accidents. Like ADHD affects every part of our lives. And you can try and you can try hard, but ADHD has a 100% relapse rate and a 100% fail rate, because ultimately, no matter how hard you try, you are going to forget your keys and you are going to run late. And so forgiveness and compassion and patience and understanding for people living with ADHD, that they are trying hard, that they may be trying harder than you can possibly comprehend and possibly imagine, but our brains are built differently than yours. And so it's going to look different than yours. And our just trying can be us desperately holding on for some semblance of normalcy. So just be fucking nice.
Yes. Next up, Feeling the Love with ADHD Love, the wonderful couple Rich and Rox from episode 3.
One bit of advice: curiosity, not judgment. If you love somebody with ADHD, if you adopt that principle, it will not only help them, but it will help you as well drastically.
That you're not broken, you're not a burden, and you deserve to be understood and you deserve support. And that on the other side of understanding and support can be a life beyond your wildest dreams. So often we've had to turn down the volume of our dreams because we can't envisage a world where we make it or where we deserve it. But when you take somebody with ADHD and you support the needs that this thing causes you to have, that can allow you to really self-actualize, to reach your potential, both in personal life and in professional life as well. So just the lens that you have at the moment might not be true. You might be looking through a bit of a shit coloured lens at yourself, and changing that will change your entire life.
From episode 4, Adulting ADHD, Rach Idowu.
Adults can have ADHD. So of course, the research says ADHD starts from childhood. And I think what people don't understand, that there is lots of us whose ADHD was missed as a child. And so for that woman, it's because I'd say it's due to like the stereotype of like only boys, hyperactive boys having ADHD. Women are like, we're really good at masking our ADHD, so it's not really caught on. Some women are like misdiagnosed with, let's say, anxiety. And I know people have been misdiagnosed with BPD and other things and not ADHD. And so there are so many of us now who are being diagnosed with ADHD, not because it's a fad or a trend. It's because we've gone all our life struggling with these traits, not knowing how to deal with them, and then coming across something online or speaking to a friend and realizing, hang on, I might have ADHD. And that's what's led to like many women and adults now being diagnosed with ADHD, not because we woke up and just decided we have it, but because we've gone so many years with our our ADHD being missed for many reasons.
A truly magical trip to Luland with Lou Featherstone, episode 12.
That's where the magic happens. Yeah. The fear is where the magic happens. And that fear, I'm going to cry again. Fear and excitement is the same fucking feeling. So while you feel sad, in there is excitement. And also, this is living, baby. This is living. Yeah. This is taking a risk and trying something new and just seeing what happens. And if you fall on your face, fuck it. It will reward you in ways you can't imagine right now, but it always does.
Riyad Khalif, episode 14.
This issue that we have as an ADHD community with the lack of medication. This is an imperfect situation we're in, but what can we do for ourselves? Yeah. The acronym I made initially was PENSS, with two S's, P-E-N-S-S. So P is people. If you alert the people in your life, friends, family, work colleagues, partner, you can't get this medication, and that they should be aware and that they might see a change in you, to be patient, take their time with you and support you where they can, and tell them where you need that support, that you might be a bit late sometimes, that you might need extra time on a work project, whatever it may be, or just someone to talk to about how you're feeling. Then E, exercise, we've already spoken about it, but the science behind it is rises in norepinephrine and dopamine, which we can lack. This is a free kind of natural way that we can get it of course, getting to the gym can be an issue. So gamify it. Do what you can in order to make that moment of getting in there easy as possible. N is nutrition. You know, look at things like what supplements might help you. Remember, the brain is made up out of fats, mostly made of fats. So you got to feed it. So really think about what you're putting into your body in that sense. Magnesium, brilliant for anxiety, brilliant for sleep and for focus. B12, most of us have a B12 deficiency and we don't even know it. Great for energy as well. After nutrition is S, and that's stimulants. So in place of your medication while you wait for it to come back, for people like us, stimulants in the form of caffeine actually can be really, really helpful. For some people, it's traditional tea or coffee. For me, it's matcha. And that's because matcha not only contains high levels of caffeine, but also an amino acid called L-theanine. Wonderful for focus. But most importantly, it also has a calming agent in it. Do not dare drink any of these caffeinated drinks 6 hours before bed. It is way more than that because it's got a half-life. It's got to flush itself out or you won't get sleep. Speaking of sleep, sleep is the final S. We're night owls. We struggle with that. Look, if it works for you, if you get your emails done because you can focus at nighttime, then fine. Maybe shift your day into the night. It takes a few days to get into a new circadian rhythm. Don't expect it to just happen overnight. You really have to sort of discipline yourself. So do all of the tricks that maybe work for you, even if it's 10 of them, to get yourself sleepy. Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's sex. Yeah. Maybe it's, and it could be solo sex.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be reading essential oils, melatonin, whatever it is, do it. And aim to get to bed for whatever time it is that will get you up at a reasonable hour. Maybe it's 7, 8, 9 a.m. Do that for 3, 4, 5 days a week. By the natural sleeping time that you've begun to take on, you'll begin to feel sleepy at that hour and gamify your morning. If there's all these videos or emails or things that you want to Google late at night, write them down physically or digitally and give yourself the gift of watching or reading them over your breakfast.
Davinia Taylor, episode 8.
You can't fit a sort of circle into a square shape, can you? You know, that's what we're up to. That's what we're up against, because we are not the norm, but we are the game changers, the risk takers, and the ones with the most hysterical stories.
Yeah.
Always. Go on, what did you do? It's always, oh my God, you did. I mean, I've been sober 15 years, but can you imagine my stories when I was drinking? I mean, ridiculous.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah. I would be sued. So bad.
Episode 6, Amy fucking Polly.
Having the late diagnosis and feeling like that about how different would my school life have been, my friendships and all of that.
Yeah.
But my mindfulness practice, thank goodness, really helps me to stop and to notice that overthinking and to say, I can't change the past. So now I've got brand new information, hopefully, you know, help myself with things going forward and ultimately, I guess, help others as well.
Self-diagnosed at 70, Kit Waring, episode 5.
I feel very, very vulnerable to addiction and I seem to have cut myself off from addictive things, bar caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
I did try alcohol and I didn't like it. And I think that's because of depression, because I found it took me into just a little bit of alcohol would make me go sink into that more depressive mood than I already experienced. I've rarely had severe depression, but I have had a level of depression for a lot of my life. I thought depression was the norm.
Life actuator Eric Whittington, episode 7.
I would love the world to know that there are real reasons as to why it's difficult for people with ADHD to do things that they aren't interested in and understand that we know that a lot of these things that you don't like doing either, right? But it's the not liking it and being able to do it that is exceedingly difficult for us. And there are neurochemical reasons as to why that is so difficult. I think the hardest thing about it is you can't know what that feels like. Right. Because you can't be in anyone else's head but your own. So you have to take our word for it. Right. So if there was some way to just kind of impart that understanding, I think that's what I would want the most.
Kate Moore Youssef of ADHD Women's Wellbeing Podcast, episode 9.
It's more common than you think. You probably know quite a lot of people with ADHD throughout your life. It looks completely different than you would think it does. The stigma needs to go. Learn, educate yourself, create awareness, learn what it is and potentially how you can help yourself or others. You know, I just look at this sort of like this old school mentality of, you know, just pick yourself up and suppress and push away and sweep things under the carpet, or don't find a label or just get on with it. Like all these different things, which has contributed to decades of mental health problems. And now we are only understanding what ADHD looks like. And I wonder if there's going to be more discoveries. You know, I asked this to Dr.
Natalia. Of course.
What's going to be the future? And he just said, you know, from a neuroscience perspective, we are understanding things like new things now. So I reckon we're just at this precipice. The amount of people that you could probably think about now who tick quite a few boxes and you think, oh, that explains things. Now I understand. And they don't have to be jobless and disorganized and loud and hyperactive. It's looking beneath the surface and really understanding. And let's just remove that stigma.
Mrs. ADHD, Sam Brown of the ADHD Adults podcast and charity ADHD Adult UK, episode 15.
And I mean, most people don't know anything about ADHD, do they?
No.
But I'd just like people to understand that this is not a choice or a personality trait. This is the way that my brain is made up. And it's different to other people's brains. I don't choose to be like this. I wouldn't choose to be like this, to be honest with you, but I can't help it. So, and just as difficult as it is for you to understand how my brain is and why I function a certain way, it's just as difficult for me to understand how you can just do the things that you do every day and why I can't. You know, it's something we haven't got a choice in, and it's something that we don't understand either. We're all just a bit of a mess, and we're all really different, I think, as well. And I think that's something to bear in mind as well. You know, not everybody with ADHD is the same. We're all so, so different. I could carry on about this, but, you know, just the fact that there are three types of ADHD, and you might have ADHD, you might just be purely an attentive type, and then somebody else might be purely hyperactive type. So you share no traits in common at all, but you both have ADHD, and everybody will just think of you as the same way, and you're not. We are all so completely different, and we can't help the way that we are, and we're just trying to work with our little faulty brains and go around a world that's not made for us. So just try and be patient.
A very well-needed moment of encouragement from Ali Mac Coaching ahead of the big announcement.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Say the words, Laura.
Okay. Basically, we've started a charity. And finally, it had to be, Dr. Nigat Arif from episode one.
There's a quote on my wall that I have which says about how change is so important and that every woman needs to be listened and heard. And Colleen Hoover is a writer and a poet, and she wrote about women, how we just are inbuilt with pain and to a degree suffering, suffering with periods, suffering with pregnancy, suffering with postnatal blues or depression. And then there is this thing that you fall off the cliff as you hit menopause and perimenopause, when in fact the Chinese community see menopause as your second spring. And in lots of my cultures as well, it's a happy moment and it's a moment of celebration. And she wrote how her grandmother went through this, her mother went through this, she's going through it, and she'll be damned if her daughter goes through it. And she goes, it stops with me, it stops with us. And I think that, when you think of it, what you're doing with this podcast is it stops with you, and it stops with us having this conversation.
As long as I live, I will never, ever, ever get over Dr. Nigat Arif saying that about this podcast. Ever. So yeah, obviously I had to end on that one. I'm just going to try and keep this brief, but just to say, I have actually recorded a lot of season three. I was rushing to get it out, as I do with everything, running at the speed of light, and suddenly I realised I could do with a minute. Just a minute. These are amazing episodes, and they deserve to not be rushed. And actually, I promise you they're worth the wait. So I don't know how long it's going to be. I told you I'm not brilliant with numbers. And I could change my mind next week. And as an apology, for constantly changing plans, I decided to give you some next guest spoilers. So next guest spoilers is something that already happens on Planet ADHDF in the online peer support community, but I'm going to let you all in on the secret. I'm going to give you three guests of season three. So we've got Tanya Bardsley, as I'm sure many of you already guessed, because I'm going to be interviewing Tanya live on stage at Flaxstock Festival in July in the ADHDF Emporium tent. They've only bloody given me my own tent, alongside a whole host of very, very special guests. A whole day of events at that very special festival in honour of Caroline Flack and to raise funds for incredible charities. So we've got Tanya Bardsley. We've got Susie Ruffle, honestly. We've got Adelaide Saywell. And, oh God, I'm just itching to tell you the rest now. Now I've started, it's like I can't stop. I wonder if I could tease. What could I possibly say? Somebody that you are all very much a fan of and may not be surprised that they are ADHDAF. It's a name that you know, but not necessarily somebody that speaks that often. And that's enough. It's killing me, but that's enough. So it really will be worth the wait. And the wait could be, I don't know. But in the meantime, there will be tidbits. And actually, I'd really, really love you to come and join me for the last ever ADHDAF tour. And the reason, as explained in the big announcement episode, the reason why it is the last ever tour is because myself and the team are starting a charity. So there will not be any more of this ridiculousness. And I promise you, even if you came to the last show and you're like, oh, I just saw a show, it's the same old nonsense. It is the same old nonsense. But this one is extra special, I promise you. I'm not just saying that. This is a really ridiculous show, but it's also a really useful show. So there is all sorts of information about ADHD, how it can make us feel alienated in society, but also really useful tips, not just for the ADHD community, but also for anybody who wants to support ADHDers in the workplace, friends and family, in education. I've got so many wonderful people along from the ride, giving us their pearls of wisdom, giving us some information. And then we've got bingo and cabaret and karaoke and a preview of Nicole Nadler's second incredible Edinburgh Fringe show, Why Am I Still Like This? So if we're coming to a city near you, do grab your tickets quick, because I'm telling you, the last hurrah, and we're going out with a bang. And I would really love to meet you there to close this very special chapter ahead of what the future holds in store, which is so unbelievable that I can't even believe it. So I hope to see you soon in real life or in the online peer support community, Planet ADHDAF. I just have to give a final thank you to the people from that community who've become my really good friends, not just my really good friends, but like my actual support network, the people that have propped me up, that I speak to every single day, that keep me going when things get tough. I really, really struggle with RSD. I literally battle it every single day, in every single interaction, you know? So doing a podcast, putting yourself on social media, really, it can be absolute torture sometimes. And I do it because I need to do this work. I feel it in my bones. I've got to do it. I can't stop. I'm on a mission, right? And that's why I came up with the really shit daydreams thing, because when I'm there, burrowing down the rabbit hole of, no, I've definitely said something wrong and those people definitely hate me and I'm definitely in trouble and it's all going to fall down and I'm all going to get cancelled. I'm like, has it happened? No, it hasn't. It's a really shit daydream then, isn't it? Please do remember that if you're a sufferer too, take that one with you, because it is still helping me, even if I have to remind myself multiple times a bloody day. But yeah, just thank you so, so much to all of those people. Just really have to point out that if it wasn't for Ali Mack, I don't know that this podcast would still be going. So I will never be able to say thank you to Ali enough. So go and check out Ali Mack Coaching. That legend makes magic happen on the daily, I swear. And of course, thank you to the big man. I will definitely be making him do more of the most ADHD things with me.
This bit makes me anxious because there are so many people propping me up behind the scenes that if I actually tried to list them all, not only would we be here all day, but I would definitely muck it up and forget somebody and cause distress and drown in RSD. But I absolutely have to mention Canny Campaigns, Kim Pierpoint, Yoga for ADHD UK, Zoe Joanna Coaching, almost goes without saying, Nicole Nadler, the one and only High Heels and Heavy Suitcases, and my lifelong friend and now business partner in ADHDAF Emporium, Stephanie of All the Discos, The Emporium is an online marketplace of handmade and ethically produced creations with a focus on supporting neurodivergent makers and small businesses. You can apply to be part of that via the link in the blurb of this episode, or check us out at ADHDAF Emporium. And literally, there are so many more, besquillion more people. If I haven't mentioned you, please know that I'm so, so grateful.
We've got all sorts going on in the community. We're going camping again. We're going to go and see Nicole's show at Edinburgh Fringe. There's all sorts going on. So come and chat to us in the community. Membership is the price of 2 takeaway coffees a month, and you get like 50 quid's worth of stuff. So I'm told. Again, numbers. But there's coaching, there's support, there's all sorts. Morning body doubling, accountability squads, and self-care club. And all thanks to these wonderful people that I've met along the way that really have and continually keep me upright. And I'm a lot, and they're a lot too. I'm so, so grateful. So finally, and you know what? In recording this, because I keep getting overwhelmed with emotion, I keep actually forgetting the thing that I want to say to end on. So bear with me a second. It's going to come back to me. I've remembered and forgotten it 4 times in the space of me talking. It just keeps zipping in and out of my head. But it's that the people that you meet along the way, they can have such a lasting impact on your life. So many of these conversations really are crucial. And people tell me all the time that something somebody said or a phrase or something has really impacted their life. One of the conversations in this episode really impacted my life massively, and that is with Lou in Newland. I will forever be grateful to Lou for swooping in my hour of need and propping me up. And I tell you what, I still have that bloody post-it note on the fridge telling me that if I'm feeling scared, magic is coming, I promise. Lou in Newland said, she told me to write it, I wrote it immediately, and it sits on the fridge in front of me now. I was lucky enough to be invited on Lou's amazing new podcast. You've got to go and give it a listen, The Self-Love Revolution. I'm honoured to be part of it. On the same trip to London, I was also interviewed on Distracted and ADHD Chatter podcast. On ADHD Chatter, Alex kept referring to me as an expert, and I kept saying, I'm not an expert though, like I'm an expert by my own experience, but I don't know. And he really pointed out 100 episodes is a lot of episodes. I've had a lot of conversation. These actual episodes are just a tiny amount of all of the conversations that I've had, because I'm having conversations daily in the Patreon community on Discord. It's just a constant dialogue with lots and lots of people. So actually, I have got quite a lot of experience. And nobody's an expert really about anything, are they? We learn more all the time, and the information that we have changes. So part of why I need a minute to gather my thoughts for season 3 is that when I come back, I'm going to stop saying that I'm not an expert. I still won't be a therapist or coach, and I'm not going to call myself an expert, but I am going to stop saying that I'm not an expert. And that is a pretty enormous way to close this chapter of the ongoing safari. So my leopard print army, I will not cry. Thank you so much again. I really hope to see you soon in real life.
At the last ever live tour, ADHDAF Alien Nation.
Or online on Planet ADHDAF. Big love.